and head into halftime, they're satisfied with this 14-7 lead. Well, actually, it looks like Oxford is going to take the timeout before the snap. So we'll keep it right here. Oxford wanting to talk things over here. Harpersville Afton just wanted to take the knee and head into the locker room, but Oxford wants to take the timeout to talk things over here. I think, you know, maybe they wanted to take that timeout, see how Harpersville Afton lined up, and we'll see if maybe the Hornets are just going to take the knee here again. But head coach Jeff Newton taking this time to talk to his troops here. Little extra break before the halftime break. So about 2 seconds left here in the second quarter. It's 14-7. Harpersville Afton leading Oxford as we come out of the timeout here. We'll see if the Hornets just take another knee or if they will actually try to maybe sneak a playoff here. We'll see. Tyler King, the quarterback here for the Hornets. Again, lining up under center. Doesn't look like they're going to try to run a play. And looks like King will just take the knee, and that'll do it. It'll be our halftime break here, folks. Harpersville Afton on the road at Oxford with a 14-7 lead. Still anybody's ball game here tonight from Oxford Academy. A great first half. Harpersville Afton opened with a 14-0 lead before Oxford was able to get a touchdown from Xavier Cruz after a nice long pass to Nick Neer to make it a 7-point ball game. So again, at the halftime break, 14-7 is the score. Harpersville Afton over Oxford. When we come back, we will have a Marabito Energy Products halftime report, and we'll hear from Harpersville Afton head coach Tim Petras. I'm Nate Lull. The score at the half, Harpersville Afton 14, Oxford 7. We'll be back on WCDO.
The switch is on to Marabito, your locally owned energy leader. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now's the time to switch to Marabito. For four generations, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil, propane, natural gas, even kerosene and coal, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. Switch to the area's local energy leader. Switch to Marabito.
The fall high school sports season is here, and it's the perfect time of year for a tailgate party. But who has time to go shopping, to cook everything, and bring it all to the big game? Why not let Hot Rods Barbecue of Otego do it for you? Rodney Robinson is the pit master at Hot Rods Barbecue. He features a tasty menu from pulled pork to barbecued beef, salt potatoes, and his signature baked beans. Hot Rods Barbecue can prepare your entire meal and deliver it to the game for you. So book your tailgate party or any gathering with Hot Rods Barbecue of Otego at 434-2634. Forget the barbecue chicken. Be unique and have Hot Rods Barbecue for your next school fundraiser. 434-2634.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
WCDO Sports, Nate Lull here as we get ready for Oxford and Harpersville. Going to be a great division battle here tonight on CDO. And we're joined by Harpersville head football coach Tim Petras. Coach, thanks for joining us. And you have to be excited to head over the hill and face what I think might be shaping up to be a great rivalry over the last few seasons between your club and Oxford.
Without a doubt. They always have tough kids. As long as I recall, Oxford has produced athletes, and they've had a lot of success. And last year, especially, we played a nail-biter with them. They have a lot of talent, and from what we have seen over their first two games, they're ready to go, and they haven't missed a beat from last season.
Coach, your club off to a great start at 2-0. You have to be thrilled with that. Your thoughts through the first couple weeks of the season here?
We're thrilled with the effort we've had. Like we have a lot of guys up from our lower level, and they've flourished at the varsity level, which has been just incredible. However, we're trying to keep everything in perspective. Like I said, it's been 2 weeks. The success has been wonderful, and, you know, obviously coming with wins is what we're after, but we understand there's a long road ahead. So, you know, to follow the old sports cliche, it's one game at a time. We're proud of our achievements. However, we're certainly not satisfied, and there's a lot of season left to play.
How has it been replacing a great athlete like Devin Dean, who was your quarterback last year, led you guys to the playoffs? Has that been a difficult transition, or have you been planning for that for a few years, kind of using him to mentor the guys coming up?
Sure. And the thing is, you don't replace a talent like Devin Dean. That's a kid that doesn't come around very often, And we knew with Tyler, Tyler's our 10th grade quarterback, we're not asking to be Devin. Their skill set is unique, and their styles are, and approach to the game is quite different. So we're not trying to necessarily replicate Devin because you can't do that. However, Tyler is an immensely talented quarterback as well, and trying to capitalize on his talents. What's been nice from a leadership standpoint, we have just an incredible cast of seniors who have really filled the leadership void when Devin graduated. So, you know, things are running smoothly, and, you know, we're pleased where we are right now.
Your second year in welcoming the students coming down from Afton to join the program, how has that been for you guys? It seemed to work really well last year from an outsider's perspective and really add something to your program.
Without a doubt. When you mix teenagers from two different schools, especially two neighboring schools and, you know, historically two rival schools, there's a potential for some pitfalls. Knock on wood, we have not seen it. What's really neat to see is how over the course of the season last year, you really could not differentiate between an Afton kid and a Harpersville kid. We're all one team. The kids have really bonded as a cohesive unit. I think it's brought the two communities closer together. Like I said, I guess in, you know, year two, we're still kind of in the honeymoon phase. However, it's been an absolute pleasure. And just what Afton brings to the schooling, obviously to our team, obviously it increases our numbers. We also get some quality athletes. And these are kids who have been, you know, clamoring for football for, you know, close to 10 years, and they really, really missed it. That's a community that historically has, you know, produced some football players. So they've really got a shot of life to our team, and it's just improved the overall cohesion of our group.
Coach, this might be a strange question for me, but I hear it all the time, and I thought I would throw it your way. Is it tough? You guys are in a division where you play some teams that are a little farther away than some of your next-door neighbors, like BG and Unitego and Unadilla Valley and some of those schools. Is it more difficult for you guys having the longer travel schedule, having to play some farther away teams and maybe not having a chance to play some of the traditional local rivals?
Well, I'll say personally, the bus drives kill me. I'm a guy who does not like, not accustomed to riding in the bus for long periods of time. However, pleasantly, the kids don't seem to mind. They are focused. They, you know, they put their headphones on. They'll listen to whatever music is, you know, popular that given week, and they focus on the task at hand. And the nice thing is once we arrive at the school, you know, it's like any other game. So, yeah, geographically, you know, we don't play our next-door neighbors. However, you know, our division's strong. I think it definitely prepares us for the Section 4 playoffs. And I think we've created some new rivalries.
Coach, my final question, what would you have to do to go into Oxford? You're heading into hostile territory on a Friday night. What are some of the keys to taking away some big weapons that they have and you know, perhaps getting a win on the road here against the Blackhawks?
Oxford's an immensely talented team. Their quarterback, Angelo Gonzalez, I believe it's his third year starting, and he has a cannon for an arm. He's a very, very savvy quarterback. The other weapon is Nick Neer. Nick Neer has established himself as one of the premier all-purpose offensive players in Section 4, and certainly within Class D. And with kids with that talent level, you don't completely, you know, remove them from the game, but you have to try to minimize their effectiveness. We've had a good week of practice. I think we know what to key on. I'm expecting, I should say, you know, a quality effort from our kids. But as you mentioned, it's a hostile environment. Oxford comes to play. Week in and week out, those kids are physical, and they don't quit. So if we can match them with a level of intensity, we can be physical and be aggressive, I like our chances.
Harpersville Afton head coach Tim Petras, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Oxford.
Hey, thanks a lot, Nate. I appreciate it.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be back with more for Oxford and Harpersville Afton on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
This is your loving reminder to try McDonald's new sirloin third pound burgers, made with juicy 100% North American sirloin and premium ingredients. But they're only here for a limited time, and if you miss out, you'll never know how incredibly delicious they taste, just like you'll never know how incredible it is to read people's minds.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Or see the inside of the refrigerator after you shut the door.
Dark.
Don't miss the sirloin third pound burgers at McDonald's, now just $4.99. Better enjoy this lovin' while it lasts. Price and participation may vary.
We're good together. This summer, McDonald's is getting together our classic double cheeseburger and world-famous fries for the sizzling summer price of just $2.50.
We're good together. We're good together.
Just $2.50 for two all-beef patties, melty cheese, and golden fries.
Hey, 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 we're good together.
Double the lovin' this summer at McDonald's with the double combo for just $2.50. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only.
Are you tired of your outdoor furniture rotting, rusting, and falling apart from wear? Then you're looking for Poly Lawn Furniture. Catskill Shed Company is your local Poly Lawn Furniture retail outlet. With local locations in Sydney, Oneonta, Binghamton, Greene, Davenport, and New Hartford, Catskill Shed is close by no matter where you call home. Poly Lawn Furniture is crafted using only the highest grade poly lumber. No rough, discolored surfaces here. It's made of nearly 100% recycled milk jugs, which means it's eco-friendly and easy to care for. And it will not crack or splinter. It's even UV-stabilized to resist fading. And it comes with a rainbow of color options. Visit your local retailer online at CatskillSheds.com or call 320-5005. That's 320-5005. Visit in Sydney on the corner of Route 7 and 8 across from the Hess Station or find Catskill Shed at one of this year's local county fairs. Beautiful and durable poly lawn furniture. Only from Catskill Shed Company. 320-5005. That's 320-5005. For special pricing, find Catskill Shed Company on Facebook.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here live from the press box at Oxford Academy overlooking the beautiful field here in Oxford. It's our halftime report brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 85 years. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And boy, folks, winter time is just around the corner. Perfect time to call them, that's for sure. Again, 563-HEAT. Let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard here, folks. We were keeping an eye on some other games locally. Unadilla Valley, get this one, folks, lead Bainbridge-Guilford 42-8 at the half. So we saw BG pitch a shutout last week, 8-0 over Delhi. Tonight, the Storm storming into Bainbridge-Guilford. They lead 42-8 over BG at the half. Delhi, who didn't score any points last week against that same BG team, leads Seton Catholic 20-0 on the road. I know Seton Catholic this year has some low numbers, but you never know. They're a team, look at last year, they were the 8th seed in the playoffs, went to Walton and upset the Warriors, so you never know there. So Delhi leads Seton 20-0 at the half, and Green is ahead of Deposit Hancock on the road, that game over in Hancock tonight, 20-14. I know Ronnie Ballard with a touchdown there in the first half for the Eagles. I think that's a great matchup. Green, an up-and-coming team in Class C. Of course, Deposit Hancock, great year last year, as well as a great start to this year. They were off to a 2-0 start. I think that's going to be a great start to the second half there. Actually, I just got some more information that it's now 20-20 between Deposit Hancock and Green over there. So the Eagles just getting on the board again, 20-20. Great game over there tonight, folks. I'll try to keep you updated on that as well. So those are the three games I was keeping an eye on. We'll also try to get you some scores throughout the weekend. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'll have some soccer updates tomorrow as we do during the week. We'll also try to get you some updates from Sydney at Shenango Forks and Unitego at Walton. Those games starting tomorrow at 1:30. Looks like a great weekend for football here, folks. We'll also try to get you a score update tonight for Oneonta down at Owego in Class B action there. So, folks, here's a look at Division 7 Class B. Cander, Harpersville, Afton, Oxford, Seton, and Tioga. We know Tioga has really been the class of Class D, Section 4, for the last few years, two straight sectional titles. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say maybe they win the division again this year, just saying. You look at the rest of the division, I really think it's a two-horse race between Oxford and Harpersville-Afton. So the winner of this game tonight could finish second in the division and make the playoffs. So you're looking at the second half of this game here tonight, folks, which is right now a seven-point ball game. Harpersville-Afton leading Oxford 14-7. A lot is on the line here in the second half for just being a Week 3 contest. Yes, both these teams are going to have to play Tioga in the coming weeks, and you might drop a game somewhere else along the way, but if you look at it mathematically, the winner of this game could very easily finish in second place in the division and make the playoffs, and that's exactly where you'd want to be. It's where Harpersville-Afton was last year. They had to go on the road to Unitego. They lose that game, but they had a chance. They gave themselves a chance with senior quarterback Devin Dean, and that was certainly huge for them. So the Hornets coming back out onto the field now after their halftime break, as well as Oxford And they'll get some final warm-ups in before we start the second half. Again, the Hornets leading 14-7 over Oxford here. Beautiful night for football. A lot of Harpersville-Afton fans over on that far side, and a lot of Oxford fans packing their bleachers here on the near side. Also just wanted to say that Dion Oakley and the quarterback here tonight, Tyler King, are kids from Afton. So when you look at this Harpersville-Afton team, they got a lot of numbers. And these Afton kids haven't played football in the last 10 years, really since the BGA thing went away. So what a chance for these guys to come down and play football. Imagine if those guys weren't playing football right now. That would be tough for them just because the program didn't exist at the school anymore. So that is certainly nice for those two guys. And, boy, they're making an impact, that's for sure. We'll have more notes on them when we come back as well. We'll take another quick break. It's our Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter. Again, the score. Harpersville-Afton 14, Oxford 7, under the lights here tonight in Oxford. And we'll keep you updated on the out-of-town scores as well. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD sends a special good luck wish this season to the Delhi Bulldogs athletic teams as they compete in their fall sports season. Go Bulldogs! DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Visit online at dnbd.net. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back once again, folks. Nate Lowe here on CDO. Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios in Sydney. Big thank you to him. As we are in week three already of high school football, it's our Friday night game. Won't have a game tomorrow, but we will be doing live Twitter updates from a soccer game tomorrow. Sydney visiting Franklin in girls action. And if you want to follow along on Twitter anytime, you can go to our website, WCDOsports.com. We're doing games almost every night of the week, folks, whether it's field hockey, volleyball, boys soccer, girls soccer, and then, of course, football on the weekend. So a lot going on. You can follow us on Twitter. There's a button right on our website page. You can click it. If you don't have a Twitter account, very easy to create it and go from there. So we do a lot of our updates, videos, pictures, updates, scores, stats. It's all right there on Twitter. On our WCDOsports.com page, you can click the button, and our webpage brought to you by SFCU, as well as our web streaming tonight brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. Next week on Friday night, I believe we will have Bainbridge-Guilford heading up to take on Josh Firebend and Unitigo. And if you're a Josh Firebend and Unitigo fan, he is one touchdown away from the Section 4 all-time TD record. So sometime in the coming weeks, I'm assuming Josh Firebend is going to throw one more TD, as he's got a lot of weapons around him there for Unitigo. So if he does it tomorrow, just want to wish him and the Unitigo Spartans good luck. 14-7, Harpersville-Afton leading Oxford. As we start the third quarter, Oxford will get the ball. Here's the kickoff. They'll go left to right. Ball is on the turf. It's scooped up here and about a five-yard run back here for Charlie White. And that is where Oxford will start the second half here at their own 30-yard line going left to right. Of course, if you're just joining us, Oxford is in the black uniforms with the white trim and the red helmet here tonight with the Blackhawks logo on the side there. Harpersville-Afton is in their road white uniforms with the navy blue pants, the navy blue helmet, and gold trim. It says Hornets in gold lettering across the side of the helmet there. First time we've seen these two teams here this season. And great to be over here doing a game in Oxford as we look to expand our football coverage over the next couple of years on CDO. Make sure we get all our local teams in at least 1 week per season. So here's Gonzalez under center, and he's going to hand off to Cruz. A little miscommunication in the backfield, and Harpersville-Afton breaking through the line. No gain here for Cruz as he's brought down as he tried to bang it out to the right side. So maybe back to the line of scrimmage there. So it'll be a second and 10 here. Ball is on the 35-yard line. Cruz down on the play here, but getting back up now with some help from Nick Neer. Cruz just a freshman here, and you can see just the explosive speed he has if he gets around the edge or if he can break a tackle and get through. He scored a touchdown in the first half after a great pass from Gonzalez to Nick Neer, about a 30-yarder there. before Neer was knocked out of bounds. So as advertised, the Gonzalez, Neer, and Xavier Cruz show off to a great start here for Oxford, as well as on the other side with Harpersville, Afton, the Tyler King, Josh Wilson, Dion Oakley, Madison Hoover show. So all the big dogs coming out to play here tonight. Second and 10 here for Oxford as they go left to right in the black and the red. They're in their own defensive territory, own end of the field. Here's Gonzalez, pump fake, steps into the pocket, passes out to John Heggie, and he bangs his way up to the 45 before being tackled. And this should be a first down here for Oxford. Boy, I'm really impressed with Heggie. 6 foot tall, 165 pounds, just a junior. When he gets the ball, he puts his head down and runs like a bull, that's for sure. Tough to bring down. And he was wrapped up about a yard short, but it was able to work his way forward, and he gets the first down. 10:50 to go here, third quarter. Ball is on the 46-yard line, and going left to right, here is Oxford. Well, we just learned over the PA system that John Heggie's parents celebrating their 23rd anniversary here tonight, wedding anniversary. Congratulations to them. Maybe they're hoping for a Blackhawks win here tonight for their son. And here is the pitch to Xavier Cruz down the right side. He's going to break it free to the 30, to the 20, and he's down to the 10-yard line. Nobody is going to catch him, and it's a touchdown for Oxford. The pitch to Xavier Cruz, and he turned on the afterburners. No flags on the play, and the second touchdown of the night there for Xavier Cruz, and it's 14-13 now. Oxford right back in this game. Boy, Cruz just turned on the jets there as it was a quick pitch. It looked like Harpersville Afton had him wrapped up in the backfield. Instead, he turns on the jets, and there was two Hornets that tried to catch him, and Xavier Cruz just got right away from him. So they will go with the extra point here again, attempt for Chris Martin to look to tie this ball game up with 10:20 to go, third quarter. Holding here will be John Heggie, who just made the catch to set up that run. And here's the extra point attempt, and this is up, and this will be no good. No good there for Oxford. So 14-13. They get the touchdown. They miss the extra point. That one was just wide right. So 14-13. Harpersville Afton still with the lead. 10:20 to go here in this third quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Just had some confirmation that Deposit Hancock, another touchdown from Ronnie Ballard. They lead Green now 26-20. So the Eagles were behind in that game, two straight touchdowns, and they lead 26-20. Deposit Hancock again on top of Green, one of the scores we're keeping an eye on the out-of-town scoreboard on. So right back here at Oxford, Xavier Cruz, his second touchdown of the night, a 50-yard scamper for the freshman running back. Oxford misses the extra point. So it's Harpersville Afton 14, Oxford 13, a close battle as we expected. But Oxford was able to come back. They were down 14-0, but two straight touchdowns right back in this ball game. So just about 2 minutes into the third quarter here, a lot of football left to be played between the Blackhawks and the Hornets under the lights here in Oxford tonight. Nate Lowell with you on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. And now this will be Chris Martin kicking off for Oxford left to right as the Hornets will go right to left. Here is the long kick through the air, and this will be fielded by Dion Oakley at his own 20, up to the 25 to 30, down the right sideline, 35-40 before being knocked out of bounds. So a nice 20-yard return there from the speedy senior, Dion Oakley, wearing number 10. So this will start about the 38, 39-yard line here for Harpersville Afton with 10:15 to go, third quarter, and a one-point ball game. The Hornets on top of the Blackhawks, 14-13. Harpersville Afton in the white with the navy blue and the gold trim going, right to left here to start off this third quarter. And the sophomore quarterback Tyler King, who had big shoes to fill this season, with Devin Dean graduating, the senior last year that led this team. And so far, boy, they are off to a great start this season. But going into the season, you knew that, you know, certainly Harper's Olathe was going to have a good chance to have a good season. And as Tim Petra said, they're off to a good start, and he's very happy. Looks like we'll have a small injury on the field here. And so while that's being attended to, we will step away. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes. 10:15 to go, third quarter. We'll take a break. 14-13, Harpersville Afton leading Oxford here under the lights at Oxford Academy tonight. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back here on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Harper and Sonic Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Harry Oliver, the injured Blackhawk on the play, walked off under his own power. Great to see. Never know, folks. It could be just a cramp, anything like that, as he was able to. Looks like it is a cramp as they are stretching him out now on the sideline. So now a first and 10 for Harpersville Afton. They try a little play fake run up the middle here. Maybe a gain of one on play there for Madison Hoover. And so 10 minutes to go here. Third quarter, 14-13, Hornets on top of the Blackhawks. Of course, Madison Hoover, a really good wrestler in his sophomore year, went all the way to the state finals for Harpersville. So a great team full of athletes from Harpersville and from Afton here for the Hornets. And so this will be a second and eight now with 9:35 to go in this third quarter. And here is Tyler King under center. Drops back, rolls to his right, throws a little flick pass for Oakley, and off his hands and out of bounds. It was pretty nice, but just knocked out of bounds. So Hoover, of course, made that state championship in wrestling for that BGAH team, as the wrestling teams from BG, Afton, and Harpersville all coming together. And made it again all the way to the state finals last year, just a junior, so we'll see a lot of him over the next couple of years. So now, a third and eight after that failed pass to Deion Oakley with 9:23 to go. Third quarter, one-point lead for the Hornets, 14-13 over the Blackhawks. Angelo Gonzalez, the quarterback here for Oxford, continuing to stay warm, throwing constantly when he's on the sideline, down just to the right of our broadcast vantage here at Oxford Academy. Brand-new press box here, very nice facility at Oxford Academy. So here it is, third and eight, and we'll have a flag on the play. Let's see who jumped early here. Was it the Blackhawks or is it the Hornets? Let's see what the call is from the Zebra crew here. Waiting for the official signal. This one will be an early jump, a false start against Harpersville Afton. So a five-yard penalty, and this just turned into a third and 13 now here for the Hornets. Ball is on the 35-yard line with the Hornets going right to left. They're back in their own end of the field. So all the TV crews here tonight as well, getting the highlights that I'm sure you'll see somewhere on the local news at 10 or 11 o'clock later. And I'm sure they're trying to stick around a little longer here, because you never know when the next big play is going to get going here between the Hornets and the Blackhawks. So here is King, rolls out on third and long, looking for Oakley, and the pass is incomplete, up over his head and out of bounds. I think that was a good play there by Tyler King. He wanted Oakley, saw that he was pretty much blanketed in double coverage, threw it where maybe Oakley would have a chance at it, but where no one else could tip it away or anything like that. So, boy, really impressed with Tyler King. Just a sophomore here, stepping into the starting role. And, you know, sometimes you just have to throw it away like that to avoid something worse from happening. So 9:14 to go, third quarter. Fourth and 13, and Deion Oakley will punt it away. Nick Neer is deep back in his own 40 here for Oxford, and now we'll have a flag on the play. See who jumped early here for the false start on this fourth and 13. Waiting for the official signal here. Both sides, to me, looked like they jumped. Hard to tell. This one is against Harpersville Afton once again, much to the delight of the Oxford faithful here. So that's going to back them up another 5 yards. So Nick Neer now waiting for the punt at midfield, standing right on that red and white Blackhawks logo, and we know he's a dangerous threat right there if he can field it cleanly. So Dion Oakley now is going to be standing back on about his own 17. He'll punt right to left after that 5-yard penalty. It'll be a 4th and 18. Oakley with a clean punt gets this one off to Neer, catches it on the run. He's at the 50, trying to go right up the gut, now to the outside, to the left side, to the 45, down to the 44. So a 5 or 6 yard return here for Nick Neer. So excellent starting position here for the Blackhawks. Going left to right, they will start at the Harpersville-Afton 44-yard line. And so Gonzalez comes in, the senior quarterback here with a big arm for the Oxford Blackhawks. They're right where they wanted to be, and they have to be happy about that after being down 14-0 to now just be down 14-13. Would have been a tie ball game, but they missed that extra point attempt after the last Xavier Cruz touchdown, which is a 50-yard run showing off his speed. Here's Gonzalez under center. He's got Cruz in the backfield. Hands off to him. He hits the hole to the right side again to the 40, all the way down to the 35. He's going to be about a yard short here of the first down. And again, Xavier Cruz, 5'8", 170-pound running back, just a freshman, and he's going to be a nightmare for the next couple of years for all these local defenses. So he brings up 8 yards on the play, so a 2nd and 2. Clock ticks down to 8:35 to go here in this third quarter. 14-13 lead for the Hornets over the Blackhawks. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. Thanks for joining us, folks. Also, WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Here's Gonzalez with Cruz in the backfield. Neer to the right side. Again, hands off to Gonzalez, but he's wrapped up in the backfield. Nice tackling there as breaking through the line was McGuire. Tuttle there as well as Alan Rhodes coming back for Harpersville Athens to make the tackle. So, again, and the size of some of these guys on the defensive line here for Harpersville Athens gives them some good size to break through the line. You're looking at 290, 295, 260, 245. So, really, some good size on that line. And, boy, as time wears on, you get late in the third quarter, early in the fourth, late in the game. We'll see if that size helps out the Hornets. So, a 3rd and 2 now. As Oxford goes left to right, they hand it off. They'll get a first down and more. And breaking up through the middle here is number 42, Garrett Silstra, before being brought down at the 20-yard line. So a big run there from Silstra. That's going to be a first down. And I think the Hornets there were waiting for Silstra to block for Cruz. Instead, they hand it off directly to Silstra. And he's able to pick up about 15 yards on the play. And so now into the red zone here are the Blackhawks going left to right. They're at the 20-yard line deep in Harpersville-Afton territory. 7.5 minutes to go, third quarter. The Hornets lead the Blackhawks 14-13. And here is Gonzalez. He's got Nick Neer to the right side. And up at the top on that left side is Trent Lyons going left to right. Cruz is in the backfield. Again, they'll hand off to the fullback, Garrett Silstra, to the left side. Pickup of maybe 2 on the play there for Silstra, a senior, 5'9", 185-pound fullback for most of the night, but he's got then 2 straight runs here for the Blackhawks. Game clock continuing to run down to 6:55 to go, third quarter, 14-13. Harpersville-Afton ahead of Oxford. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO. 2nd and 8 now for Oxford. Ball is down to the 18-yard line. Interested to see here how they can get Nick Neer involved. They line him up to the left side now in that tight end position, and they have Trent Lyons out to the right side. Single coverage on Lyons. They'll hand off, though, to Xavier Cruz. Bounces to the left side. Good coverage here by the Hornets as they wrap him up over on that far side. That was Madison Hoover, who was first to get Cruz, bringing him down on the play. A couple yards on the play here for Cruz. Game clock to 6:15. Boy, going to be one of those games where clock management is so, so big. So this is going to be a 3rd and 5 for Oxford now. Is a couple of short runs, not for much of a game. Ball is on the Harpersville-Afton 16. So into the red zone here is Oxford as they go left to right. We'll see where they line up near. Looks like he'll be to the left side. Again, Lyons is to the right side. Near is out at the wide receiver position now on that left wing. Gonzalez is under center, 3rd and 5, 5:45 to go, third quarter, and now we're going to have a flag on the play, as Gonzalez actually took a big hit there before the whistle. I think Gonzalez knew there was going to be a whistle. Harpersville Afton didn't. So they sacked Gonzalez, and it was going to be a timeout. That's what the call was. Gonzalez was looking over at the bench to get the timeout. Harpersville Afton breaks through and sacks him, but Oxford wants to talk things over here with head coach Jeff Newton. So a third and five, 5:37 to go, third quarter. Harpersville Afton leads Oxford 14-13, but the Blackhawks are driving. We'll step away for 30. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to Vibe High School Football tonight on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Just a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Confirmation now that Deposit Hancock is ahead 34-20 with 5 minutes left in the third quarter over visiting Green. So Green had the lead in that ball game at one point, 20-14, but Deposit Hancock is really putting it to them now, 34-20 with 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Still a lot of time left there, too, as there is here with 5:37 to go third quarter. Oxford with a third and five. They trail by one. Ball is on the 16-yard line of Harpersville Afton, so Oxford is in the red zone. Big third down conversion possible here for the Blackhawks. Gonzalez throws it towards the back of the end zone and through the hands there of Trent Lyons in the back of the end zone. If he can haul that in, that's an easy touchdown for Oxford, right through his hands, though, and unable to bring it in. So fourth and five with 5:30 to go here in the third quarter, 14-13 the score. And so it looks like Oxford going to go for it here on fourth and five. Gonzalez gets the play from head coach Jeff Newton. What I was trying to say was Harpersville Afton with big coverage down there, but just a beautifully thrown ball, and Trent Lyons just couldn't bring it in. So a fourth and four. Neer is out to the right side here. Nick Neer, the senior wide receiver. Gonzalez under center here on fourth and five for Oxford. Gonzalez. Two-step drop, throws it to the end zone. Nick Neer wants pass interference. He's not going to get it. It's going to be a turnover on downs, and Harpersville Afton will take it over on their own 16-yard line. So they wanted to loft one up for Nick Neer. Neer was tied up over on that far side, was trying to get around his man, and really instead of making a play on the ball, threw his hands up because he thought he was being interfered with, didn't really try to go for it, and instead, no call from the Zebra crew, and that'll be a turnover on downs. And so Harpersville Afton, with 5:20 to go, third quarter, will go right to left, starting deep in their own territory, a first and 10. And the Hornets with the ball now. They're going to throw it on first down, looking for Deion Oakley. He catches it at midfield. Is he off to the races here? No. Yes, he will. He'll be knocked down at the 40-yard line. Huge throw from King to Deion Oakley, and it was John Heggie just coming in to rope him down at the last minute. It was actually Oakley making the catch. He got to midfield and was able to just get away from one tackler before Heggie just got there to pull him down. So a huge pass conversion play there from King to Deion Oakley, and that was about a 40-45-yard pickup right there. 5:15 to go, third quarter. King with a nicely thrown ball there to Deion Oakley gets the call from the sideline here, brings the play into the Hornets huddle. Boy, and they easily move the ball up the field there. So 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Hornets cling to a one-point lead here over Oxford, 14-13. King, the sophomore quarterback, under center. He'll hand off on first and 10. And a diving move forward here from Mitchell Wieske. He might pick up two with 4:45 to go, third quarter. And so King, the handoff there to Wieske for a gain of two as Harpersville Afton is going right to left there deep. Getting deep here into Oxford territory. Ball is now on the 35 as they just started on their own 20-yard line, but one pass play really moves the ball up the field pretty quickly. 4:20 to go, third quarter, 14-13 lead. Harpersville Afton over Oxford. And here is King under center. He's going to pitch it to the far side. Here comes Madison Hoover. He gets to the edge. He's going to get the first down here and a little bit more before being pushed out of bounds at the 25 on the right sideline. First down here for Harpersville Afton. Boy, Madison Hoover just putting his head down there using all 175 pounds to get around the corner. Got to the edge pretty quickly and then was able to pick up another 5 yards on the play. So 4:05 to go here, third quarter. It's 14-13 now. Harpersville Afton leading Oxford in the Blackhawks defense, looking to get a stop here as they trail by 1 point here. The Oxford bench trying to fire up the hometown crowd here tonight. First and 10 now for Harpersville. And the Hornets with the ball. King with the handoff. Getting to the outside here is Josh Wilson. He's wrapped up after a gain of two. Nick Neer on the tackle there for Oxford. Running to the outside. And it was also Harry Oliver in there for Oxford to make the tackle. So maybe a gain of two on the play. And one of the Oxford Blackhawks down on the field here. Looks like it might be Xavier Cruz here once again. As I think he's been having trouble with some cramps here tonight. They've been constantly stretching him out over on the sideline. And boy, if you've ever had one of those cramps when it just seizes up like that, it's extremely hard to move. And if you're not hydrated on what was a hot day and continues to be a warm night here in Oxford, those can really wreak havoc on you. 3:47 to go, third quarter. It's 14-13. Harpersville Afton with a one-point lead over Oxford on the road in Division 7 play here tonight, Class B football. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Xavier Cruz was the Blackhawk down on the field, but again, walking off under his own power. And I think it's definitely got to be cramps here tonight for Xavier Cruz, as he's been constantly getting worked on, stretched over by the trainers here on the Oxford side. They'll want to keep him going. He's got both touchdowns here tonight for the Blackhawks, and he's a big part of their attack. So second and 5 now for Harpersville Afton. Ball is on the 22. They pitch it to the outside here in a nice run, and this will be close to a first down, and I think he got it. That was Madison Hoover once again to the right side and just running in between the tackles. And this will be a first and 10 now here for the Hornets. 3:35 to go, third quarter. And again, the Hornets are driving, and they are holding on to this one-point lead in this division game on the road. Again, it came down to the last play last year between these two teams, with the Hornets escaping 24-21 on their field over in Harpersville. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Ball is on the 13, first and 10. Harpersville Afton going right to left. Another pitch here from King over there to Hoover. Over to the outside, and he'll pick up about 5. Pretty much ran to the sideline, then made a left-hand turn and busted his way down the sideline, tiptoeing before being knocked out of bounds. So the game clock runs down to 3 minutes and still counting here. This is going to be about second and 4 here for Harpersville Afton. Chewing up a little clock here late in the third quarter as Tyler King, the quarterback here, will bring the play in from the sideline. And in the meantime, Blackhawks will want to take a timeout here to talk things over. This needs to be a big stand here for Oxford. They need to try to stop Harpersville Afton here because, you know, Oxford has moved the ball well, but they haven't converted all that well in the red zone. And any time that Harpersville Afton has been in the red zone, they have punched it in. So really, this is where Oxford a lot of things riding here as they need to stop this play. But, boy, this has been a nice drive here for Harpersville Athens. It all started with Tyler King throwing a long pass to Deion Oakley, about a 40-yard completion, and that really gave them good field position. And since then, it's been the running game of Madison Hoover bringing it down the field. And Madison Hoover is a proven guy. I mean, you look at last week, Madison Hoover, two touchdowns in that 41-0 win over Whitney Point. And Harpersville Athens, a team that's 2-0, and you look at their schedule moving forward, home next week against Seton, and then home against Tioga. I mean, that's going to be a tough one, but it is on your home field, so you have that. And then you finish the season at Candor and at Thomas Edison. So for a team that's 2-0, we'll see what happens here tonight. They have a good schedule moving forward. Of course, Tioga will be a tough one, as it always is. So second and four now. Ball is on the 7-yard line. Here's the snap. And they're going to hand it up the middle and into the back of the end zone here as they hand it off there to Mitchell Weiss. And a touchdown for the Hornets, much to the delight of the cheerleaders and the fans over on the far side of the field from Harpersville and Afton. So Mitchell Weiss right up the middle. A nice play there, as I think really Oxford was looking for the ball to go to Madison Hoover. They faked a pitch to him. Instead, they go to Mitchell Weiss right up the middle, and he'll score. But now we have maybe a flag on the play. Let's see. It looks like the Zebra crew is going to talk this over. There's a flag on the far side of the field that I didn't notice. It's right on the white chalk on the sideline. And it appears it's going to be against Harpersville Afton. The score is still up on the scoreboard here. And it looks like head coach Tim Petras is having a quick word with the officials, as he obviously is heated about that one. So the score back on the scoreboard, back down to 14-13, and the touchdown there from Mitchell Weiss taken away. So this will be a second and four. Not exactly sure what the flag was there for, but they've taken the penalty away. They're going to go right back to Mitchell Weiss. He's going to run the same play and get into the back of the end zone. They run it two straight times, and the second time worked just as well as the first, and Harpersville Afton will score. Literally like they hit rewind and then ran it into the end zone. So 2:42 to go here in this third quarter, and it's 20-13, and we'll see if Harpersville Afton decides to go for the extra point or if they will go for the two-point conversion. Their first touchdown, they went for the extra point and missed it, and then they went for the two-point conversion and converted on their second touchdown. So Mitchell Weiss with the touchdown there on about a 7-yard run. They'll go for two here. They'll pitch this one to Hoover to the right side. Can he get it in? Yes, he will. And this two-point conversion is good, and it's 22-13. Harpersville Afton with the lead here over Oxford. So the Blackhawks with some work to do. They'll get the ball with 2:42 to go third quarter when we come back. Again, 22-13, Harpersville Afton leading Oxford on the road. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
It's canning season, and the Village Variety in Unadilla has all the supplies you need.
Why do they call it canning if you're using jars? Why don't they just call it jarring?
Village Variety has ball canning jars in all sizes. Canners, canning vinegar, pickling salt, and seasoning packets for pasta and pizza sauce, chili base, spicy pickles, salsa mix, and more.
Really? Why isn't it just called jarring?
Can you just stop? It's called canning, and all the supplies you need is at Village Variety, Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Why don't they just call it jarring?
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:42 to go, third quarter, and a touchdown there by Mitchell Weiss gives Harpersville Afton a 22-13 lead here deep in this third quarter. And so now the Hornets will kick off to Oxford as the Blackhawks in the black and red uniforms tonight will go left to right deep in this third quarter here and try to have another successful scoring drive. This one will be kicked to Nick Neer. He's got it at his own 25-yard line, will work his way forward through the tackles. Neer, churning those legs, will get all the way up to the 45-yard line. So about a 20-yard return here for Nick Neer. And so 2:35 to go in this third quarter, and Angelo Gonzalez, the senior leader and quarterback here for Oxford, heads back out here. He's got some work to do here for this Blackhawks club as they trail 22-13. Again, it just hasn't been Oxford's night tonight. The fumble on the goal line on the first drive, a couple of tip passes that Harpersville Afton was able to convert. and just some penalties and things like that that have really come back to bite Oxford. But got to give all the credit in the world to Harper Zilap and playing a great game with some great athletes out there tonight for the Hornets. So here is a first and 10, and they'll pitch this one to Cruz to the right side as he goes left to right, gets the midfield, pickup of about 5 on the play here for Xavier Cruz, who we saw go off on that last defensive stanza with a cramp. And he's back in running the ball here once again for Oxford. We've seen him go off 2 or 3 times tonight with the cramp. They've had to work on him on the sideline, and then he's been able to head back into the game. So 2:05 to go third quarter, 22-13 the lead here for Harper-Zill-Afton on the road in a divisional battle tonight against Oxford. Again, beautiful weather here tonight. I know I've said it a few times, but just perfect for watching football here tonight under the lights in Oxford. This is the way it should be every week. 1:50 to go third quarter. Here is Gonzalez on a 2nd and 4 as Oxford stands at midfield. He's got Nick Neer in motion. And now we'll have a whistle on the play. And it's going to be a flag, and we'll see maybe an illegal procedure here. Let's see who this will be against. It's going to be against Oxford, so this is going to back them up 5 yards. And really just, I think, some miscommunication there between Neer and Gonzalez. It will be technically a false start, so this is going to be a 2nd and 9 now backing them up. Head coach Jeff Newton just having a quick word here with Gonzalez and with Neer. I think he's saying, hey, you guys are the two leaders out there. Let's get on the same page and let's get this done. Boy, talking to Jeff Newton, he's a no-nonsense approach type of coach. And he wants guys to follow the game plan to a T. And he wants these guys to be leaders and on the same page. I think that's what he was saying right there. 2nd and 9 now for Oxford. 1:15 to go in the third quarter. Gonzalez steps up in the pocket, avoids a tackle, but he's brought down. Maybe he's able to pick up 3 or 4 yards, avoids a sack, really, and was able to go up the middle for a couple. So this is going to be about a 3rd and 5. So 1 minute to go here in this third quarter, 22-13 lead for Harper-Zill-Afton over Oxford. 22-13 the score. It's going to be a 3rd and 4 technically here, and this is a big conversion here for the Blackhawks. They break the huddle, and here is Gonzalez. He's got Trent Lyons up to the left wing, and he's got Neer split out to the right. Gonzalez hands off to Cruz. He hits the hole hard. He's got the first down and a little more, about 2 yards extra. So Cruz is up to the 42-yard line and moves the chains here for the Blackhawks. Just what they needed. Cruz with a nice run. So 30 seconds to go, third quarter. And this is going to be on the 43-yard line here as Oxford goes left to right. They're into Harper-Zill-Afton territory. Game clock ticks down to 20. 22-13 is the score. Here's Gonzalez under center. Gonzalez is going to do that quick handoff once again to Garrett Silstra. Flag on the play, and Silstra breaks it to the left side and picks up about 5. And let's see what the flag is here with 8 seconds to go in the third quarter and who this will be on. Waiting for the official word here is, again, a sneaky little handoff there to Garrett Silstra. Good for 5 yards. We'll see who this penalty is against here. Again, another conference between the officials, and this one will be against Harper-Zill-Afton. So this is going to move the Blackhawks forward, holding against the defense here after the nice run there by Garrett Silstra. So this will bring up a first down here for the Blackhawks. With 8 seconds to go, they should be able to get one more playoff here in the third quarter. It's Harper-Zill-Afton leading Oxford on the road here at Oxford Academy, 22-13. Ball is going to be on about the 32-yard line. So first and 10, the clock starts, gets down to 2 seconds. Doesn't look like Oxford's going to be able to get a playoff, and that'll do it for the third quarter. So when we come back, Oxford will have a 1st and 10 for the ball on the Harper-Zill-Afton 32. It's 22-13. The Hornets on top of the Blackhawks. Ends the third quarter. Fourth quarter action coming up. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly, there's free Wi-Fi, and there's plenty of parking. Bob's Diner has a new menu with lots of new choices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
At Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, we get some of the most loyal customers anywhere. Many are 2, 3, 4, and 5-time buyers or more. The reasons vary, from the familiar faces they see here to the excellent service and courtesies like pickup and delivery on the day of that service, from the financing assistance to the hassle-free rentals. Some have even said they like our coffee. Whatever the reason or reasons, these loyal customers mean the effort is always worth it. See exactly why at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we value each and every customer, each and every day.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Starting the fourth quarter in Oxford, folks. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. 22-13. The Harpersville Afton leading Oxford. Look at the out-of-town scoreboard real quick. Again, Deposit Hancock leading 34-20 over Green. And let's see the score here. 56-8. Unadilla Valley ahead of BG on the road there tonight, and we'll also have a final update for you from Delhi as well, hopefully at the end of this contest. But right here, starting the fourth quarter, 22-13, divisional rivals under the lights here at Oxford Academy. Oxford with the ball on a first and 10. They are now going right to left because of the change in sides for the quarter, and Gonzalez will be under center. Gonzalez with the handoff here again, a quick one there. Looking for Garrett Silstra. He's brought down maybe a gain of one on the play there for Silstra. So fourth quarter starting here now. And boy, just a great game here. If Oxford can punch one in and keep this a really tight ball game, we could see a heck of a finish here tonight between the Hornets and the Blackhawks. So this will be a second and 7 now. So 3-yard pickup there for Silstra on first down. 11:25 to go, fourth quarter. Game clock continuing to tick down. Here's Angelo Gonzalez, breaks the huddle. And Gonzalez under center now. He's got Trent Lyons out to the left. He'll hand off to Xavier Cruz on the right side. Cruz rumbling and stumbling over to the far side, and he's going to pick up about 4 yards, maybe 5 on the play, and be about 2 yards short. So it's going to be third and short coming up here for Oxford as we are 1 minute into the fourth quarter here. And the ball down to about the 24-yard line here. So Oxford approaching the red zone. 10:45 to go, fourth quarter. 22-13 lead for Harpersville Afton over Oxford. This is technically going to be a third and 2 as the Blackhawks are going right to left. Here's Gonzalez, two-step drop, steps up in the pocket. Little QB sneak here. He's going to get the first down. As he just falls forward, I think he got it here. It's going to be pretty close. See what the official word is. As that was certainly very, very close. So this is going to be 10.5 to go. That is going to be good for a Blackhawks first down. So the QB keeper there for Angelo Gonzalez had some pressure. Brought it down and was able to get it. So first and 10, ball is on the 22. Gonzalez hands one off over onto the far side for Xavier Cruz. He's knocked out of bounds, but not before a gain of about 8 yards on the play. So a great job there for Xavier Cruz, again running to the outside. So the clock ticks down to 9:55 to go, fourth quarter. 22-13 lead here for Harpersville Afton over Oxford under the lights tonight at Oxford Academy. Nice pick up there from Xavier Cruz. Ball is down to the up the 14-yard line here. And it's going to be a second and short, probably about 3 yards here for Oxford. Gonzalez with the snap. Drops back again, hands off for Cruz. He's got the first down and more, and he's moving the pile forward. Gets down to about the 6-yard line here for Oxford. And the clock stops at 9 minutes, 26 seconds. First and 10 again with the ball down to the 6-yard line. So this is going to be a first and goal opportunity here for the Blackhawks. Trailing 22-13. Ball is on the 7-yard line of first and 10. Cruz is in the backfield. Nick Neer is out to the right side. And Gonzalez will hand it up the middle, looking again that short little handoff for Garrett Silstra. Nowhere to go there as he's met by the Hornets line as they come crashing through to bring him down. So Silstra with maybe a gain of one on the play as the game clock ticks down to 9 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. So this is going to be second and goal here for the Blackhawks. So the ball down to the 5-yard line on this second and goal. 8:50 to go, fourth quarter. Harpersville left in a 22-13 lead over Oxford, but Oxford is knocking on the door looking for some points here. They break the huddle. Neer is going to be in the backfield as Cruz heads over to the sideline. So Neer in the backfield. Let's see if they hand it off to him. They're going to pitch it to the right side. Neer looking for a hole. Little 360 move. He's brought down, but boy, he's going to pick up about 3 yards on the play, and this is going to be third and maybe inches to the goal line here, folks. A nice run by Nick Neer. As I got to say, Harpersville Afton was there with the coverage. Neer with that little 360 and just kept the legs moving. That picked up an extra 1 or 2 yards there.
Lock four.
So they're going to say third and four, actually. So I think Neer got a little less yardage than I anticipated there. So third and four, 8 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 22-13, Hornets on top of the Blackhawks. Gonzalez on third and four. Ball is on the 4-yard line. Gonzalez hands off up the middle. Nowhere to go again here for Oxford as again the Hornets just collapsing down there as they tried to hand off to Silstra and nowhere to go. And so Oxford just trying to play some smash mouth football and put it in there, but so far the Hornets are up to the task. So 7.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 22-13 lead for Harpersville Afton over Oxford, and this is going to be a fourth and four. Boy, this a lot riding on this one play here for Oxford and for Harpersville Afton. Fourth and four from the 4-yard line. Blackhawks going right to left. So pretty much a fourth and goal here. Down to 7:10 to go, fourth quarter. Gonzalez is under center. Here's the snap. Gonzalez pitches to Nick Neer. Can he get to the outside? Neer cuts back, trying to drive his way forward. He's going to be pushed right into the goal line. Did he get it? And Harpersville Afton coming out of the pile, and it looks like he is just a couple of inches short. And I mean maybe half the width of the football there. And so the Blackhawks come up just that short, folks, just that short, with 6:58 to go fourth quarter, and the ball goes right back to Harpersville Afton. So they're going to be on their own 1-yard line here, so the Hornets going left to right again. They were in the same position when Oxford fumbled back in the first quarter, and they were able to get a long pass completion out to Peyton Dean to get them some breathing room. But, boy, if Oxford can bring some pressure and break through here, maybe a fumble, maybe a safety, something along those lines, this is where the Hornets have to be careful, and I think they are aware of that as they are going to take a timeout so head coach Tim Petras can talk it over with his team. 6:58 to go. Here, fourth quarter, Harpersville Afton leads 22-13 over Oxford. We'll step away. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to Live High School Football tonight on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here, folks. After stopping Oxford on fourth down, Harpersville now with the ball on their own 1-yard line. So they are pinned up against their own end zone, and they took a timeout here with 6:58 to go in the fourth quarter to talk it over. It's 22-13. The Hornets on top of the Blackhawks under the lights here at Oxford Academy. Nate Law with you on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. That's our web stream tonight. Harpersville Afton will have a first and 10, but folks, they're literally on their own goal line, so they have to be careful here. And we'll see if this athletic Oxford Blackhawks defense can break through and maybe make something happen. So they'll look to hand it off, and they'll get just enough up the middle. Now the ball is on the ground, and Oxford is going to come away with it here, folks. Absolutely unbelievable. A fumble there by the Hornets. Ball was on the turf, and now Oxford is going to have a first and 10 on about the 8-yard line. Unbelievable. That's exactly what we talked about during the timeout break here, that Harpersville Afton did not want to happen. They wanted to get away from the goal line, and they were. They had a nice run up the middle, but about 5 yards away from the end zone, the ball coughed up there by the Hornets onto the ground and then picked up by Oxford. So now the Blackhawks are right back where they needed to be, and with lots of time, 6:50 to go here, fourth quarter, and it's 22-13. The Hornets still with this lead over Oxford, but now the Blackhawks with a chance as they talk it over with head coach Jeff Newton. And so Newton sends his offense back out onto the field here, and they're going to have a first and 10 with the ball on the 6-yard line. So again, they are deep in Harpersville Afton territory. And here is Gonzalez. And he'll get the snap, and he'll hand it off here to Xavier Cruz, moving the pile all the way down to the goal line, and he's going to be about a yard short. So this is going to be second and goal here for Oxford with 6:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Harpersville Afton leading Oxford 22-13, but the Blackhawks with a first and goal here, trying to make this a very tight ball game. So Gonzalez getting the play here from the sideline. They break the huddle. They're going to have to keep an eye on the clock going forward here. 6:20 to go. Fourth quarter. They have Cruz and Neer in the backfield. Who will get the call? Gonzalez with the handoff, and they'll try to bust it right up the gut. And did they cross the line? This is going to be close. They handed it off to Garrett Silstra. Looks like Silstra was just a little short there. So Silstra somehow hit the line and was brought down. So this is going to be a third and inches opportunity here for the Blackhawks with 5:50 to go fourth quarter. And this is what I mean, this time continuing to tick down on the game clock here as Oxford tries to punch it in. They trail Harpersville Afton here at home 22-13. Down to 5:40 to go as they break the huddle. Neer and Cruz in the backfield once again. Here's Gonzalez. Maybe a QB sneak. We'll see what they draw up on the board here. Gonzalez is going to try to get it in himself, and he will. Angelo Gonzalez with the QB keeper for Oxford, and that's a touchdown for the Blackhawks. 5:25 to go here in this fourth quarter, and now it's 22-19. And will the Blackhawks go for the two-point conversion? We'll see. I think they have to at this point, as they'll get the call here from Jeff Newton, and it looks like they will go for two. So a three-point ball game, and this would get it back to a one-point ball game here if Oxford can punch it in, and then they would have to have a big stand on defense to try to get the ball back. So currently, Harpersville Afton leads 22-19 with 5:25 to go in this fourth quarter. So they break the huddle, and Gonzalez walks to the line. Again, Neer is split out. Wide receiver spot on the right side, and Cruz is in the backfield. Here's Gonzalez with Neer in motion. Gonzalez pitches over to Xavier Cruz to the outside, and he's going to be brought down short of the two-point conversion. So it's 22-19. They can't punch it in on the two-point conversion. So 5:25 to go fourth quarter, and the Hornets with a 22-19 lead over the Blackhawks. We'll be right back with an exciting fourth quarter action here live high school football tonight on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:25 to go, fourth quarter here, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. 22-19 the score now. 5:25 to go, fourth quarter. Harpersville-Afton on top of Oxford. And so Oxford will have to kick off to the Hornets, who will be going left to right. And, you know, if they can have some good time management here, it's going to be very difficult for Oxford to get the ball back. But, hey, they got the defensive stop they needed on the last Harpersville-Afton drive when they picked up that fumble. And they're going to have to bring the pressure again here. With 5:25 to go, fourth quarter, anything can happen. Great game here tonight on CDO. Just had a score update from Deposit Hancock and Green. With 2 minutes left, 34-28, Deposit Hancock on top of Green. So another good one over there tonight in Hancock between the Eagles and the Trojans. 5:25 to go here under the lights at Oxford Academy. And let's see, maybe Oxford will go for the onside kick. Nick Neer now is kicking off. Tries to kick it straight forward 10 yards, and it's a big scrum. Let's see who comes out of it at the bottom of the pile here. And it looks like Harpersville-Afton will come away with it. Not sure exactly who's going to come out of the bottom of this pile. And I think they're saying this didn't quite go 10 yards, as Nick Neer is trying to make the plea that he was able to recover it, but it didn't go 10 yards. So even though he comes out of the bottom of the pile with it, the Zebra Crew saying that this will be Harpersville-Afton ball right at midfield as they'll go left to right here in the road white uniforms, the navy blue and the gold trim. So 5:23 to go, fourth quarter. It's 22-19, a first and 10 for Harpersville. They're technically into Oxford territory at the 49-yard line, right at the Blackhawks logo at midfield. Post-game show coming up, folks. We'll give out our three awards here tonight for offense, defense, and all-purpose, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And here is King on first down. Hands off and rumbling and stumbling up the middle of the field. Here will be Mitchell Wiest. And Wiest is going to be close to a first down here for Harpersville-Afton. He's at the 40-yard line, and this will be about 1 yard short. So this is going to be second and short here for Harpersville-Afton. They lead 22-19 over Oxford with 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter, under the lights here at Oxford Academy. Hornets taking their time, continuing to tick this time off the clock here. Technically going to be a second and two here for Tyler King, the sophomore quarterback here. He's got two running backs in the backfield. Deion Oakley is split out to the right side here. King will hand off. No, it's a quarterback keeper. Can he get to the edge? Yes, he does. Avoids a tackle and picks up the first down. And there it is. Move the chains for the Hornets with 4:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. And the Hornets clinging to a three-point lead, 22-19. So this will be a first and 10 here as Harpersville-Afton is at the Oxford 37-yard line going left to right. Tricky play there for Tyler King. Looked like he was going to hand off there to Wiest. Instead, it was a QB keeper, and he had to avoid Xavier Cruz, who was crashing into the backfield. He made a nice little juke move to avoid him and pick up the first down. So 4:25 to go here in the ballgame, folks. Harpersville-Afton ahead by three over Oxford, 22-19. Here's King, the quarterback for the Hornets, under center at the 37-yard line. And he'll pitch this one out, looking for Josh Wilson. Wilson will drag his way forward for maybe 3 yards on the play to the left wing. But that clock will continue to run down to 4 minutes to go in the contest. So second and eight will be the official down here for Oxford. For Harpersville-Afton, excuse me, Oxford doing everything they can here to maybe, like the last drive, force a fumble. They just need to get the ball back. They have the weapons and Cruz and Neer. That, you know, maybe they throw the ball deep as well as Trent Lyons. But they have to get the ball back first with 3.5 to go. And Harpersville-Afton milking this clock here on the road looking for a division win. Second and eight. King is content to tick some time off this clock. He's under center. Two running backs in the backfield. Again, Oakley out to the right. Hands it off to Mitchell Wiest. He rumbles up the middle, and that's going to be good for about 7 yards. So it's going to be third and short. And again, that clock continuing to tick, tick, tick. Down to 3:10 to go. 22-19 the score. The Hornets on top of Oxford here under the lights, and we'll see when the timeouts start to come into effect here. If Oxford will choose to use some of their final timeouts here to try to stop this clock. 2:50 to go now as it continues to tick down, and the Hornets finally break the huddle. Step up to the line with the ball at the Oxford 29, and the Hornets going left to right. They lead by 3, 22-19. And here is King under center. King waits for the snap. Again, hands it off to Wiest. He's up the middle, and that's going to be close to the first down. We'll see. Very, very close as he got through that first layer, but nice tackling there by Oxford to break through the line. That looked like Cordell Huntley actually breaking through to make the tackle on Wiest. But again, the clock continuing to tick down to 2:15. It's going to be a fourth and two. They're going to say Wiest didn't get enough. So fourth and two here for the Hornets. Can they get a conversion? Boy, that would really hurt Oxford here as we come down to 2 minutes to go. Actually going to be a fourth and one now as they change it up on the board. So Wiest couldn't quite get it. So pretty much fourth and one, fourth and inches here. Clock down to a minute 55. And boy, the Hornets are really letting it tick down here. And why not? And now we'll have a timeout on the field. And this will be a timeout for Harpersville Afton. They want to talk things over here on the fourth and one. If they can get this conversion here, folks, it would certainly be huge and possibly end this game here. 1:49 to go, fourth quarter. Harpersville Afton leads 22-19. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowe for WCDO Sports.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:49 to go, fourth quarter here, folks. Nate Long with you on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. That's our web stream tonight, courtesy of SFCU. Here's the deal, folks. 22-19 is the score. Harpersville Afton on the road here at Oxford Academy, leading the Blackhawks by three. It's fourth and one for the Hornets. They're at the Oxford 28 going left to right. If they can pick up this 1 yard, I think they can pretty much burn this clock right down to win this ball game. If not, Oxford could get a turnover on downs here and have a chance with a lot of the weapons they have, Nick Neer, Xavier Cruz, and maybe have a chance to get down and take this win here tonight. So it really comes down to this play. Here's the sophomore quarterback, King. He's going to pitch it to the far side, and this is going to be very, very close here as he handed off to Josh Wilson. Wilson got right to the line before he was buried by a gang tackle there from Oxford. But let's see. Let's see what the Zebra Crew says here. And it looks like the Hornets are good. They've got just enough with the runaround there to the left side for Josh Wilson to get the first down. Actually, no, it looks like they might bring the chains out here, actually. Let's see. Oxford's still arguing it a little bit, so I think for some final confirmation, they will bring the chains out. First time they'll do this tonight, and boy, folks, this is going to be close. Very, very close. With 1:43 to go in the fourth quarter. The chain gang coming out, and let's see. Boy, this is so close that Harpersville Afton is celebrating. Boy, they were both celebrating there for a minute, but it looks like by just the nose of the football, Harpersville Afton is going to get the first down with a minute 43 to go here. And they lead 22-19 with the ball on the Oxford 28-yard line. Oxford's going to take the timeout. Oxford started celebrating, folks, because I think it was that close on the measurement there that they thought they had it. But the officials really taking a good look at that one and saying that they were just enough over the line to get the first down. So really this game coming down to fourth and inches there. With 1:43 to go here, fourth quarter. Just like last year, came down to the final little bit. As last year, Harpersville Afton escaped with a 24-21 victory. Tonight, they lead 22-19. Confirmation now that Deposit Hancock has defeated Green 34-28. So the Eagles come from behind on their home field over in Hancock tonight to defeat the visiting Green Trojans. And Deposit Hancock has moved to 3-0. And the final tonight from Bainbridge Guilford, Unadilla Valley wins 64-8 over BG. So things not going the Bobcats' way tonight over in Bainbridge, and UV putting up their highest point total of the season. Our post-game show coming up with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. But now a first and 10 here with the ball on the Oxford 27. Harpersville-Afton going left to right. They lead 22-19 with a minute 43 to go. This game not over yet, folks. And here is King, and he's going to hand this one off to Hoover. Hoover up the middle for just a couple of yards, and Madison Hoover, the ball carrier there for the Hornets, picks up about 3 or 4 yards on the play, and we're down to 90 seconds to go in the contest here, folks. This will be a second and about 6 or 7 yards, down to a minute 20 to go, and boy, if you're Oxford, you're just helplessly looking up at the clock tick away. Of course, Harpersville-Afton comes in 2-0, looking to move to 3-0. Oxford came in at 1-1 after a big win week one against BG, losing last week against Walton. And they really wanted this one here on their home field tonight. And now it looks like we'll have a false start against Oxford with 58 seconds to go on the clock. 22-19 the score. And it looks like Harpersville-Afton will line up here on 3rd and 7. Clock continuing to run down to 40 seconds here. Now down to 35. 22-19 the score, and Harpersville-Afton just wants to come in and take a knee here. As it looks like on the road, they are going to escape here with this 3-point victory tonight. And again, King will take the knee, and Harpersville-Afton will walk off the field victorious here tonight as the clock ticks down. 22-19 is going to be the final score. Big win on the road here for the Hornets, and a tough one to swallow for the Oxford Blackhawks. We'll have our post-game show coming up. Again, the final, 22-19. Harpersville-Afton defeating Oxford under the lights here tonight at Oxford Academy. 22-19, awards coming up. I'm Nate Lowe for WCDO Sports.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you are thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich as they celebrate 26 years of being the area's value leader for brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. Enjoy special anniversary pricing of 10 to 50% off everything store-wide, including sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, office furniture, and more by Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, Sunny Design, Southern Motion, and other popular manufacturers. In the catalog outlet sleep setters, you'll find anniversary savings on mattresses by Simmons Beauty Rest, Gold Bond, American Bedding, and Therapeutic in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary financing to qualified buyers. See store for details. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. One last time here from Oxford Academy. Again, the final score, 22-19. Harpersville-Afton defeats Oxford tonight here in just a tough, tough battle here tonight between these two division rivals. So let's do our three awards here for tonight's contest. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. We'll give that award tonight to Dion Oakley from Harpersville-Afton. Had that nice touchdown catch back in the first quarter, which helped Harpersville-Afton at the time jump out to a 14-0 lead. Had a couple of long pass plays just did a great, great job tonight. Dion Oakley, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. The Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award tonight, of course, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items for the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room in your home. Visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. We'll give that award to Madison Hoover tonight for Harpersville Afton. Just all over the field tonight, offense and defense, did a really nice job. A couple of key tackles on some of those drives early in the game when Oxford was really moving the ball well. So Madison Hoover, our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. And the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I'll give that award tonight to Nick Neer of Oxford. I just think, man, what a dynamic player. Offense, defense, was returning punts, was returning kickoffs, was actually kicking off the ball. He went for that onside kick, and he really had that one long reception from Angelo Gonzalez to set up the first score, which got Oxford back in the game. So Nick Neer is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Again, some finals from out of town. Deposit Hancock defeating Green by the score of 34. Let me double-check that. 34-28, as well as Unadilla Valley defeating BG tonight 64-8. So big win there for the Storm. And again, the final here tonight, 22-19, Harpersville Afton defeating Oxford under the lights here at Oxford Academy. And I don't have a final score for that Delhi game. Last we knew, the Bulldogs were ahead 20-0 over Seton at the halftime break. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios, as always. And we'll have football again next week when we have BG and Unitico under the lights up on Route 7 at Unitico High School. Again, big thank you to Jim Tomeo. I'm Nate Lowell. Have a good night from WCDO Sports.
Your news and information leader, WCDO.